The following is a discourse by Sri Srimad Gaur Govinda Swami Maharaj, courtesy of www.gopalju.org.
Ninth canton, chapter 9, text 15. Sannivesya mano dasmin sabdaya maneva mala traigunyam dasmin hitva sabdyo jata sadatmatam. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Great sages, completely freed from material, lusty desires, devote their minds fully to the service of the law. Such persons are liberated from material bondage without difficulty, and they become transcendentally situated, acquiring the spiritual quality of the law. This is the glory of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So 16 and 17. Sukho bhagiratha jagye,
sukho bhagiratha jagye,
tasya nabha paro bhava,
tasya nabha paro bhava,
sindhu deepastasmat,
sindhu deepastasmat,
ayutayusteto abhavat,
ayutayusteto abhavat,
ruduparno nala sakho,
ruduparno nala sakho,
jasva vidyan ayan nalat,
jasva vidyan ayan nalat,
dattakhya rudayam chasmi,
dattakhya rudayam chasmi,
sarvakamastu tat sutam,
sarvakamastu tat sutam.
Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Bhagiratha had a son named Sruta, whose son was Nava. This son was different from Nava previously described. Nava had a son named Sindhudipa. From Sindhudipa came Ayutayu, and from Ayutayu came Rutuparna, who became a friend of Nalavada. Rutuparna taught Nalaraj the art of gambling, and Nalaraj gave Rutuparna lessons in controlling and maintaining horses. The son of Rutuparna was Sarvakama. Gambling is also an art. Kshatriyas are allowed to exhibit talent in this art of gambling. By the grace of Krishna, the Pandavas lost everything by gambling and were deprived of their kingdom, wife, family and home, because they were not expert in the gambling art. In other words, a devotee may not be expert in materialistic activities. It is therefore advised in the Shastra that materialistic activities are not at all suitable for the living entities, especially the devotees. A devotee should therefore be satisfied to eat whatever is sent as prasad by Supreme Lord. A devotee remains pure because it doesn't take to sinful activities such as gambling, intoxication, meat eating and illicit sex. So, yes, no food arrangement today. It's Krishna, the arrangement. Be satisfied with it. It's already alive. Yes, that's proper. Devotees should therefore satisfy to eat whatever is sent as prasad. Yes, this Ekadasi today, no prasad. Krishna has made no arrangement of prasad. So, be satisfied. Yes, Anantadas, Mayadasa. It's complete dependence, huh? Strong faith. If a faith you get, if no faith, doubt, shunsaya atma minasati, then you perish. Pasthanala, you have doubt, isn't it? Yes. Shunsaya atma, you have doubt, isn't it? Shunsaya atma minasati, doubtful person will perish. When unflinching faith, he gets. He gets. Yes. Gambling is also an art. Kshatriyas are allowed to exhibit talent in this art of gambling. By the grace of Krishna, Pandavas lost everything by gambling and were deprived of the kingdom, wife, family and home because they are not expert in gambling art. In other words, devotee may not be expert in materialistic activities. It is therefore advised in Shastra that materialistic activities are not at all suitable for the living entity, especially the devotees. Devotees should therefore satisfy to eat whatever is sent as prasad by Supreme Lord. A devotee remains pure because it doesn't take to sinful activities of that gambling, intoxication, mystery thing, innocent sex. Gambling is an art, Kshatriyas are allowed to do it. So Pandavas are Kshatriyas. So they are sometimes challenged for gambling. So other party, Kauravas, they are challenged for gambling. And so challenge comes, the Kshatriya accepts it, he won't refuse it. So Pandavas accepted, but Pandavas were not very expert. Pandavas were not expert in gambling art, so they are defeated. Prabhupada said, this is grace of Krishna. This is grace of Krishna because they are defeated in gambling. So they lost everything. They lost, here Prabhupada, by grace of Krishna, Pandavas lost everything in gambling. They are deprived of the kingdom, wife, family, home, everything. This is grace of Krishna. Everything will be lost for you, then grace of Krishna, you are not. Jasya anugrannami haranti taddhanam sani. Ninth canto, Krishna says, really if I shower my mercy on somebody, I take everything from him. His home, his opulence, his riches, his friends, whatever they are, I take out everything. He becomes deprived of everything. That happened to Pandavas. Yes, Prabhupada says, by the grace of Krishna, this is important here, very significant. How it is grace? Can you say it's grace? No, it is disgrace. I lost everything. What is grace? What Prabhupada said? It needs some explanation. How it is grace? By the grace of Krishna, Pandavas lost everything by gambling. They were deprived of their kingdom, wife, family, home, everything. Yes. That's the grace. Because now they are completely dependent on Krishna. If all these things could have been there, so why you depend on Krishna? I have riches, I have wealth, I have my friends. They may help me. I depend on them. I have strength in my body. I depend on them. Jasya anugrannami haranti taddhanesana sodana dukkha dukkhita. Krishna says, really, I saw mercy on somebody, I take out everything from him. All his wealth, all his opulences, home, family, everything is lost. Deprived of everything. Kingdom, wife, family, home. Nobody is there. Who is there? They are vanished now, exiled. Go to forest. There are storms. If you leave it there, then lose everything. They lost everything in gambling one after another. One after another. Then at last, Draupadi, their wife, they also, she was also lost. Yes, they are limited. So much persecution. Kaurava assembly, Krishna Rakshati, Dusasana tried to make her naked, but couldn't. Completely dependent on Krishna. Krishna Rakshati, Rakhishthiti Viswasa, devotee, completely surrender, devotee, yes, unflinching faith in Krishna, unflinching faith. Avasya rakhive Krishna, Krishna vina rakhya kartar kehana. Krishna must protect me. Vipada hoite swami avasya rakhive tumi tahare viswasa in one song. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has sung. Oh, my master Krishna, I have this unflinching faith. From all calamities, all dangers, you must protect me. I have unflinching faith. This is unflinching faith. Sraddha. Sraddha sabde viswasa kahe sudhuda nishchaya. Krishna bhakti kaile sarva karma krita. This is sraddha. Sraddha means unflinching faith, strong faith in Krishna, in Krishna's words. Vishwasa kaya sutra, Krishna bhakti kaya le sarva karma kaya. If you develop Krishna bhakti, pure bhakti, sraddha bhakti, pure bhakti, all your work, duties, obligations, finished, no more, left out. So, have you faith in it? This is sraddha. This is sraddha. You have unflinching faith in this statement. Krishna bhakti kaila sarva karma krita hai. Develop Krishna bhakti, pure bhakti, sraddha bhakti. All your obligations, all your duties, all your work, finish, no more left out. So, this is sraddha. And such a surrender soul, completely surrender, sarva dharmana paritejyam amekum saranam prada. Giving up, abandoning all varieties of dharma, completely surrender, unconditionally surrender, complete surrender, completely dependent on Krishna. Yes. Unflinching faith. Unflinching faith. This is most important. Viswasamiloi Krishna, tarke bahudur, it is said. If you want to serve Krishna, you will get Krishna. If you have doubt, he is far, far away from you. Viśvāsana hi Krishna, tarke dharibu. Not there is any doubt in Krishna, in his words. Have unplenty that you get. In Mukunda Maharaj's portrayal also, find Krishna rakhyati jina jagat traya guru, Krishna hi viśvambhara, Krishna deva samthi jantagadidam Krishna layangatshati, Krishna tisthati viśvametadamakhiram, Krishna sadasabayam, Krishna nākhira sadgati vidarita, Krishna ya tasvenama. Jagat guru Krishna sabe karena rakhyana, Krishna viśvambhara viśva karena palana. Yes? Krishna jagat guru, he protects everything, everybody in the universe. He maintains everybody. He is Viśvambhara. Therefore, he is known as Viśvambhara, who maintains the whole universe. Krishna haitai Viśva yācevada, avasya sa Viśva Krishna has lost. This Viśva material cosmic manifest is created, manifested from Krishna. At last, it also enters into Krishna. Isn't it? Krishna Viśva vasthita jiva Krishna da, sadgati prata Krishna karho Viśvāsa. The base of this creation is Krishna, is the base, isn't it? Is the best. Krishna, jiva Krishna das. Jiva Krishna das, ehi viśvāsa karleta har dukha nai. Bhaktivinoda Thakura has sung it. If of this faith, strong faith, jiva is Krishna das, I am Krishna das, Krishna is my eternal master, I am his eternal servant. If of firm faith, no more suffering in this material or suffering God. Ar dukha nai, but you are not faith, faithless, faithless. Asuddhaya, what is Gita verse? Aprapya mang nivartante mrtyu samsara vartani, aprapya mang nivartante mrtyu samsara, asuddhana purusa, aprapya mang nivartante mrtyu samsara, Gita says, those are no asuddha. No faith in me, There's a doubt. Again and again, they'll return here and evolve in the cycle of birth and death, They cannot be dealt with. Sadhavana bhavyamang, tatpana sandhutindriyam. Yeah, it is there. There were so many verses are there. There was sraddha. One was, unfinished faith, he comes for bhajan. He does my bhajan. And no sraddha, no faith, how can he do bhajan? The doubt. Sansayatma vinasyati, One is doubt, she will perish, therefore say. Jiva Krishna das, ehi viśvāsa karle ar dukha nai. Bhaktivinoda Thakura says, if you have unquenched faith, this state that jiva is Krishna das, eternal servant, of Krishna. Then no more suffering, finished. No more suffering. Sadgati pradata Krishna karohu viśvāsa. Put faith, unquenched faith. And Krishna, who is sadgati pradata, will give her of mukti, will give her of sadgati, put unfeeling faith on him, said Krishna. Janama leicha Krishna bhakti karivare, Krishna bhakti vina sama mithyaya samsara. You have taken birth, got on this reality, achieved the human birth. Why? To do, to have Krishna bhakti. You understand? To do Krishna, cultivate Krishna bhakti. Krishna bhakti vina sama mithyaya samsara. Everything is false, but Krishna bhakti. Everything is false here but Krishna bhakti, do you understand? And you have taken this bath, unflinching, this rarely achieved bath, human bath, to develop Krishna consciousness, complete Krishna consciousness, to do Krishna bhakti. Do you understand? That's a completely surrendered soul. As long as you have all these things, material, wealth, opulence, friends, you have strength, body strength or something. The Dhamma Yasudya Sutta Srivire Dhamana Vadapuman Naiva Aratya Vidhatu Vaitam Akinchana Gocharam Kunti Devi's prayer, unless one becomes akinchana, miskinchana, materially pauper, zero. Nothing here in this material world. He cannot do Krishna bhajan. He cannot have the darshan of Krishna. One must become akinchana, miskinchana. You understand? Material zero, pauper. So he'll be very amru, trunāda pīśunicā, otherwise he cannot become trunāda pīśunicā. He'll develop pride. One who is born in aristocratic family is very puffed of pride, yes. And then aishwarya, one who has material opulence, is very proud, yes. Material opulence, yes. Śrutā, material education, he has gotten, acquired so many degrees from material universities, MA, PhD, doctorate. He is very part of the prop. Janma Isha Sutta Sri, he has bodily, good physique, handsome looking. He is proud. Do you understand? So I was telling the story of Pururava. He was very proud of his beauty, bodily physique. Do you understand? They cannot become deen of Hinsana. So, if Krishna suffers his mercy, he crosses his pride. He takes out everything from him. So he becomes deen of Hinsana. Now completely dependent on Krishna. Non-dependent. Material opulence, riches, family members, friend. No dependence. Complete. That is real mercy. Real mercy. Just say, Anuguru Nami Haranti. So, Dina Bhav, so this is Trinavati Sunicha Bhav, very humble. So he is completely surrendered, unto holy name of the Lord. Especially Kali Yuga, Nama Rupi Krishna Avatar, only one incarnation in Kali Yuga, this is name incarnation, other incarnation. So say Bhadankari, Nam Bhadankari, completely surrendered unto the holy name, and with his humble bent of mind, Niskinsana, Akinsana Bhav, he chants, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare, O Krishna, O Rama. Do you understand? Please. Please maintain me, give me protection, I am completely surrendered. I am your das, please engage me in your service. Ayi nanda tanuja kinkaram patitam ma visame bhavam budhu kripayato pada pankavasita dhuli sandhu samijinda. This is prayer. Mahaprabhu has taught us in Sikha Astaka. Ayi nanda tanuja kinkaram patitam ma visame bhavam budhu kripayato pada pankavasita dhuli sandhu. Oh nanda tanuja son of nanda maharaj, I am your kinkar, I am your das. Somehow I am fallen here in this dreadful ocean of material existence and I have been drowning, suffering. Drowning here from time immemorial. Please accept me a speck of dust at your lotus feet. Let your servant serve it. This is chanting Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. This is prayer, offering in the mind, chanting. Dina Bhavi is so humble. So in this way, this is the bent of mind. It's said here, Krishna vina rakhya karta nahi ke hoa. Krishna je palaka matra janibe amar. Ami dino kinchana sakaler chhat. O rama durgata kichu nahi ko amar. Krishna sansare ami achi chiradas. Krishna ithamata kriya amar prayas. And it's completely surrender. Ya sixteen kans rakhesi viswasa gupta tevaranta tatma nikheva karpanya sarvidha sanagati. Ya unflinching faith on Krishna, Krishna must protect me. Rakhesi viswasa. Krishna must protect me. Yes. Complete surrender at his lotus feet, and Krishna has promised that thing. Krishna has promised, Kankaya Hatajani Name Bhakta Pranasyati. Krishna has promised it through Kankaya, through Kunti Putra Arjuna. Through a bhakta he has promised, so he cannot break it. If he promised himself, bhakta can break it. But when promise comes through bhakta, Krishna cannot break it. Tomaro poti gyaye sarana lo ibeje tomaro tumi tare uddharibe natho tumi tare Haritava Pada Daye Sarana Layinu Bhaye Haritava Pada Daye Sarana Layinu Bhaye Kripa Kari Stotra, Yamunacharya's prayer. Aparada sastra bhajanam patitam bhima bhavarnavadore kagatim saranagatam hare kruvaya kevalan atma sata guru. This is Yamunacharya's prayer. complete surrender. Ami aporadhi jana sadya dandya durlakshana.
Ami
sahasra sahasra dose dosi sahasra sahasra dose dosi mima bhavarna bodhari patito visama ghore Rati hina, rati abhilasi. Rati hina, rati abhilasi. Hari tava pada doye, sarana la inu bhoye. Hari tava pada doye. Kripakori koro atmo sato Kripakori koro atmo sato Tomayo pratignayehi sorono lo ibejehi Tomayo pratignayehi sorono lo ibejehi This is prayer of Jamanacharya. He says, I am a great offender. I am a great offender. I deserve punishment. I have committed thousand times abroad. Not once or twice. Isn't it? Huh? So, sasra sasra dose dosi. Yes, thousand times I have committed many aparadhas. Committed many blunders, many sins like, I am such a rascal, stupid. I deserve punishment, severe punishment. Bhima bhavarna vadore patita visama ghore gati hina gati abhyas. Therefore, I am fallen here in this dreadful ocean of materialistic existence. I have been suffering, drowning here from time immemorial. But I want your lotus feet, Allah. I want your lotus because your lotus feet is only shelter, is only destination. Here I cannot get any destination where to go. Gati hina gati avyasi. But your lotus feet destination. So, therefore, now in this condition, nobody is there here to give me protection. Only you are there. Hari tava padadvaya sarana lailu bhaye kribhakari. Therefore, O Lord Hari, I completely surrender myself now to your lotus feet, O Hari. I take shelter at your lotus feet. Kindly accept me. Kripakari karatmasa. Tumaya pratigyaye sarana lailu bhaye. Tumi tarudhanta. You are promised. In Bhagavad Gita, through Arjuna, Panteha pratigyani name bhakta pradasadi. You are promised. One who takes shelter of me, I'll protect him, I'll deliver him, I'll maintain him, I'll take complete charge of him. So, is your promise. Now I complete surrender. You understand? This is complete surrender. One is complete surrender unto the holy name. So his mood is like this. Krishna vina rakshakartra nahi keho ar Krishna je palokar rakshaka amar. Krishna is palaka matra janibhyata. Krishna is my maintainer, Krishna is my protector. Nobody but Krishna is my maintainer, and Krishna is my protector. Nobody else here. Material is completely dependent on Krishna. Complete surrender. This is mood. Ami dino kinchana sakale cha. Odama durgata kichu nahi ka amar. Dino kinchana, I am perfect. I am lowest of the low. I am a worm in the straw. Most degraded, most fallen. Everybody is superior to me. Nobody is below me. That is the mood. You understand? No pride. This is Punam Kisud. Ami Dino Kinsana Sokolir Chak. Sokolir Chak. I'm the lowest of the lowest. Worm in the stove. Dino Kinsana most fallen, most degraded. Most stupid. Most rascal. Nobody is here who can give me support, who can take care of me. Nobody here. I have nothing here in this material world. This is the mood. Krishna rasansaryami achi chirada, Krishna ithamutto kriya amar prayat. I am eternal servant of Krishna in Krishna's sansar, not Maya's sansar. This is my desire, this is my desire that what Krishna wants, what is Krishna's will, that I will do. I have no separate will. You understand? That is what. Krishna ichamata kriya amar prayat. No separate will, Mr. Lari. Give off separate will. But Krishna's will you have to do. Arjuna, in Gita, Krishna's will, Arjuna will fight. But in the first chapter, he has independence, so he is retaining his own independence. No, I won't fight. I won't fight. Isn't it? My kids and kin, friends, blood relation, bodily relation, very painful to me to think of their killing, death, so much. My heart burns, my Gandhi Babu slips up my hand, my head reels, I can stand, how can I fight? This is condition. This is moha. But Krishna wants, must fight, must fight, must fight. Kill them, kill them, kill them. When heard Gita, but when heard from Gita, Gita Vani, Krishna's message in form of Gita, understood everything, at last he says, Nastamo ho sunti labdha, tatrasa ratma yachita, sita svinga prasandeha, kariseva sankizhi. Last part of 18th chapter in Phaina, when Krishna asked, oh, Arjuna, you heard what I said, everything with the attentive mind, understood everything, all your doubts clear, then Krishna says, all right, jatha itshasi tatha kuru. Now you do whatever you like. If you want, you may fight, if you don't want, you may not fight. That's up to you, you have independence. But Arjuna is a devotee. Arjuna is now completely surrendered. Sisyate ham sadhimantam prapanno yad surrender. I become your sisya, disciple. I surrender unto you. Now take care of me, sadhimam, tam prapannam. Now impart tattva jnana. Tell me, impart, give me instruction. What you say, I will do. I have no separate will. Then, do you understand? Thus, if you retain your separate will, then you are not surrendered, Baba. You are not surrendered. Once one surrenders, no separate will, no independence. Finish. Independence has been granted to you, minute independence was granted to you to surrender unto Krishna only. That is the proper use of independence. Understand, Mr. Lari? No more independence. All right? Then if you return, no, you are not surrender. You are a pretender only. Only pretending that surrender, but not really surrender. Retaining is on independence. Understand? Now, last time it is gone. Forever, no more independence, Yes. Jao hai Krishna, ichata hai parivani jo ichama te Krishna. But Krishna will, I'll do. I have no separate to it. No. But Krishna will, I'll do. That is what, Arjuna said, yes, nastra moha smita labdha, tat prasada maya chita gata, chita smigata sandeha karishya vatana dava. Oh, chita, by your grace, all my delusions gone, I, mine, this delusion, this is gone, nastra moha. Sutri, what I had forgotten, Maya, I remember. I had forgotten that I as Krishna, I am Krishna. Yeah, forgotten, now I remember, I am Krishna Das. Real Sutri Labdha. He does all my doubts despair. I understand it. For it's, I'll do what you will. That means I'll fight now. Accept Krishna's will. I'll fight. First refusing, no fight. This is what. Krishna ichama prakriya amar prayasa. What Krishna's will, I have no separate will. আমি কর্তা, আমি দাতা, আমি পালয়িতা, আমার দেহ গেহ সন্তান বলিতা, আমি বিপ্র, আমি শূদ্র, আমি পিতাপতি, আমি রাজা, আমি প্রজা, সন্তানের গতি, এইসব বুদ্ধি ছাড়ি কৃষ্ণে করমতি, কৃষ্ণ কর্তা, কৃষ্ণ ইচ্ছা মাত্র বড়বতি। দিস ইজ ডিলিউশন। আই মাই, আই এম দি ডোর, আই এম এ গ্রেট ডোনার, গ্রেট চ্যারিটেবল পার্সন, আই গিভ সো মাচ চ্যারিটি, আই এম দি মেন্টেনার, মাই বডি, মাই ফ্যামিলি, মাই ওয়াইফ, মাই সন, মাই ডটার, আই এম মেন্টেনার, আই এম মাস্টার, আই এম হাজব্যান্ড, আই এম বিপ্র, আই এম শূদ্র, আই এম ফাদার, আই এম হাজব্যান্ড, আই এম কিং, আই এম প্রজা, সাবজেক্ট, মেন্টেনার অফ মাই ফ্যামিলি, মাই চিলড্রেন, গিভ আপ অল দিস থিংস, দিস আর ডিলিজেন্ট। এই সব বুদ্ধি ছাড়ি কৃষ্ণে করার মতো, গিভ আপ অল দিস থিংস, কমপ্লিটলি ডিপেন্ড অন কৃষ্ণ। কৃষ্ণ ইজ কর্তা, কৃষ্ণ ইজ ডোয়া, কৃষ্ণ পাওয়িতা, কৃষ্ণ ইজ মেন্টেনার, কৃষ্ণ ইজ প্রোটেক্টর, কৃষ্ণ ইজ মাই মাস্টার, কৃষ্ণ ইজ মাই গার্ডিয়ান, কৃষ্ণ ইজ মাই ফাদার, কৃষ্ণ ইজ মাই মাদার, কৃষ্ণ ইজ মাই ফ্রেন্ড, কৃষ্ণ ইজ এভরিথিং টু মি, নথিং আই, দিস ইজ নো ডিলিউশন। এই সব বুদ্ধি ছাড়ি কৃষ্ণে কর মাতি, কৃষ্ণ কর্তা, কৃষ্ণ ইচ্ছা মাত্র ভগবতী, কৃষ্ণ ইচ্ছা, কৃষ্ণ উইল ইজ ভেরি পাওয়ারফুল উইল, এভরিথিং টেক্স প্লেস অ্যাকর্ডিং টু হিজ উইল, ক্রিয়েশন, মেন্টেনেন্স, অ্যানিহিলেশন টেক্স প্লেস বাই হিজ মিয়ার উইলিং, ইয়েস, বায়ু বয়, ইজন্ট ইট, ওবেইং হিজ উইল অর্ডার, উইন্ড গড ব্লোস, তৎকৃত ঠাকুর সে তব ইচ্ছা মতে যত গ্রহ গণ অবিরত, তব শুভা শুভ ফল করি দান, রোগ শোক মৃত্যু ভব ইচ্ছা মতে হো, রোগ তব আজ্ঞা স্বভাব শোষণীয়মিত কার্য করে, শোষণীয়মিত তুমি তো পরমেশ্বর, পরম ব্রহ্ম পুরাতর, তুমি তব বাস ভক্ত ভক্তদিন ঠাকুর সে তব ইচ্ছা মতে তো গ্রহ গণ অবিরত সুভাষ ফল করে অ্যাকর্ডিং টু উইল, ওবেইং ইয়োর উইল, ওবেইং ইয়োর অর্ডার, অল দি প্ল্যানেটস, শুক্র, মঙ্গল, রবি, শনি, মার্স, নেপচুন, স্যাটার্ন, অল দিস প্ল্যানেট, গ্রহ, দে গিভ অসপিসিয়াস ইনঅসপিসিয়াস রেজাল্টস, ফলোইং ইয়োর উইল, রোগ শোক মৃত্যু ভয় তোমার ইচ্ছা মতে হয় অ্যাকর্ডিং টু ইয়োর উইল, অ্যাকর্ডিং টু ইয়োর ডিজায়ার, ডিজিজ কামস, ল্যামেন্টেশন কামস, ডেথ কামস, বার্থ কামস, ডেথ কামস, অ্যাকর্ডিং টু ইয়োর উইল, ওয়াই ইউ ল্যামেন্ট ফর ইট, সো তব আজ্ঞা বলবান, ইয়োর অর্ডার, ইয়োর উইল ইজ ভেরি পাওয়ারফুল উইল, সুপ্রিম উইল, তব ভয় বাই ভয় চন্দ্র সূর্য সমুদয়, fearing you, according to your will, wind god blows. Moon, sun, moon, they give. What? Light. Sun gives light and heat. Moon gives light. They rotate in their, what is that? Orbits. Do you understand? According to your will. Tumi ta parameshwara, param brahma prātara, tohvāsa bhagavān. You are parameshwara, param brahma prātara. You are there in the heart of your bhakta, premi bhakta, sudha bhakta. Tumi te rakhive jare, ketare marite pare. Tumi ta marive jare, ketare rakhite pare, sabo iccha vasati uvo. If you want to kill somebody, can anybody protect him? If you want to protect anybody, can anybody kill him? No. If you want to protect anyone, nobody can kill him. You understand? Atomic bomb will not burst at all. Yes. It may burst, kill so many, but it's protected by Krishna, he won't be killed. Droni, Aswasthama, released Brahmastra, but couldn't kill Parikrit Maharaj. He was protected. Do you understand? Your atomic bomb is not more powerful than Brahmastra, isn't it? So, tumi to maribe jare kete rakhite pare. Tumi to rakhive jare kete jare maribe. If you want to kill anybody, nobody can protect. If you want to protect anybody, nobody can kill. Tabo ichha vasa tribhuvana, the three bhuvana, three countries, systems, they are under your will. Do you understand? Brahmadi devavana, tabo dasa vana, tabo re tabo agyar parana. Innumerable demigods, they are headed by Brahma. They are all carrying out your order. Yes. They are all carrying out your order. Tumar sonenatho, kariyachipanipad, bhavati vinodatavadat. Oh my lord, bhakti vinod is your das. He is completely surrendered at your lotus feet. Yes, he is bowed down at your lotus feet. Vipad haitya swami, oschata haritami rakhive viswas. I have this unflinching faith. Oh my master, from all calamities, all dangers, you will protect me. Rakhishthiti viswasa. This is viswasa. Do you understand? So, completely surrendered soul. Esa buddhichari Krishna kara. Krishna karta, Krishna ichha matra bhavati. Krishna is supreme, very powerful will. Jāhoi Krishna ichha tahi karivo. Nijo ichha mate kichu dāsintiva. I will do that what Krishna wills. I won't do anything according to my will. I have no separate will, no mind. Krishna will. You understand? Jāhoi Krishna ichha tahi karivo. Nijo ichha mate kichu dāsintiva. I won't think of anything according to my will. I have no separate will. Krishna will. And that is expressed through, how can you know what is Krishna's will? It's expressed through sadhu guru. It's expressed through sadhu guru. It comes to follow. That is Krishna's will. Do follow. It was completely dependent. So, I was saying that Pandavas lost everything by gambling. That is the grace of Krishna. So they are completely surrendered. So Krishna has protected them. Though they were in the forest, 12 years exile, such horrible condition, dangerous situation, but they are protected. And they are unflinching faith. Avasya rakhive tumi vipada haitasumi. Surrender souls, unflinching faith. Whatever calamities, dangers are, they are filled with dangerous material platform. Pade pade vipada, every step there is danger. But surrender soul is protected by Krishna. Yes. Problems are all solved. Yes. One is completely surrendered. They are protected. You understand? 1 year of jnatavasa or no. Condition was that if that year if they could be stressed out again 12 years exile. But they are protected. Then they came out, then storm was over, they came, asked for, yes, give us back our kingdom. What? Crooked, wicked. Vrijodhana says, vina juddhe na duhi sutya gaparevita. Fight without battle, fighting I cannot give you. That portion of land that contains the tip of a needle, fighting was there. Very fierce battle, great warriors are there, Bhishma, Drona, Karna, Salya, Krupa, Maharathis, great Maharathis, isn't it? Great Maharathis. They have 11 Akshayini Sainya. That side had 11 Akshayini Sainya, but Pandava side has 8 Akshayini, only 8. Sarva. But Krishna is this type. Ratra Yogeshwara Krishna. The Partha Dhanu Dharata Sri Vijaya Bhuti Dhruvanidya. Last word Sanjaya said. Yogeshwara Krishna is there, Partha Dhanu. Dhanu Dharata Partha Dhyat Devotee is there. Krishna is there. That side, everything. There is Sri Vijaya Bhuti. There is opulence, there is victory. There is all good qualities, morality, everything, all open, everything is there, and Krishna is there. So they came out successful, victorious in such a dreadful fight. Krishna, they are completely dependent. So, as such a completely dependent devotee, he forgets everything. He forgets everything. He forgets. His body, his own existence, his body, body relation, everything for him. Only manvana bhava. Only things of Krishna, nothing else. Only things of Krishna, nothing else. That is manvana bhava. Manvana bhava. You understand? Manvana bhava, madhvatto, madhjadi, mangnamaskuru, mangnamaskuru. Most confidential, Mr. Always think of me. He's premi bhakta. He's a premi bhakta. We are developed Krishna praying. Krishna is the only object of love, completely dependent. We have two logics. Marjaro nyaya, markato nyaya. Two logics we have. Marjaro nyaya, markato nyaya. Kitten logic and monkey logic. We say kitten logic, monkey logic. Kitten. They are completely dependent on mother cat. Kitten are completely dependent. Mother cat will come, bite them. With a teeth, very soft teeth, with that teeth, she catches the rat, and those soft teeth pierce into the rat. But when he catches her kitten, his teeth are very soft, never pierces, and takes from this place to that place. It's completely dependent. That is kitten logic. And we follow that logic, completely dependent on Krishna. Marja is the markata, markata. The monkey logic, you understand, markata, naya, the offspring of baby monkey, never depends, very tightly, catches his mother. Mother jumps from one branch to another branch. But kitten, completely depends on mother, you understand. But our logic is marjara, naya, like kitten, completely dependent on Krishna. You understand, it is completely dependent. So, the devotees will therefore be satisfied to eat whatever is sent as prasad. Yes, he never thinks how to maintain his body. He never thinks of that, how the body is maintained. This is complete surrender. Manasa deha geha joki chumara arpilu suya podenanma kisara narabhi rakhavi joichha kama nitya dasa prati kuya adhikara. Natpandas Thakur is complete surrender, complete dedication, complete dependence. Manasa deha geha, my mind, my body, my home, my heart, myself, everything is dedicated. Isn't it? Everything is dedicated. Complete surrender is yours, nothing mine. Manasa deha geha joki chumara arpili tuyapade o nanda kisaro sanat nanda mara. Maravi rakhari joich tamara. As you like, it is up to your sweet will. If you want to kill me, kill me. If you want to protect me, protect me. What is your sweet will you do? Are you prepared, Mr. Lari? Nori Baba. Isn't it? Are you prepared? Hesitating, hesitating. Non-complete surrender, dependence, maya dasa, understand? Marodhi rakhobhi joichha tama nitya dasa prati duya adhikara, I am returnal servant. You are full right, enemy. Full right. You may do whatever you desire. If you want to kill me, it is your sweet to by killing me you will get pleasure. Kill me. Kill me. Get pleasure. If you want to protect me, whatever you like, you do. It's complete dependence. You understand? It says complete dependence. The devotees of therefore satisfied to eat whatever is sent as prasad by the Supreme Lord. He never thinks at maintenance of his body, family members, anything, only things of Krishna, manmanabhava. Yes. Krishna is a rakhyagar, palakama. Krishna is my maintainer, Krishna is my protector. Yes. I have come faith in it. Complete dependent, yes. There's no arrangement is there today, Baba. No food is here today, Ekadasi Baba. No food, no arrangement, glory. Fast, fast. Yes, Krishna has made arrangement. You should fast today. Huh? Why will go to bazaar? No, no arrangement. Only fasting, only drinking water, best. Yes, this concession is given to drink water. Best, all right? Completely dependent, yes! Krishna has made this arrangement, yes! Isn't it? In the house, you see, your member, family members, they are observing great feast. Ah, nice, palatable dishes are prepared. Kheer, laddu, jilpi, rasgulla, gulab jam, nice sabji, so many varieties, but you have diarrhea. Oh, so many times, musu, stool, getting cholera, ba-ba-ba, vomiting. Then doctor said, no eating fast. So? Yes, Krishna doesn't want that I will eat today, Baba. They are all rejoicing, eating so many palatable dishes for me. No, Lari, no eating today, fast. So, accept. Krishna's will, yes, completely dependent. Lari says, devotees should therefore be satisfied to eat whatever you send. Yes, only water is for you, nothing else. Vishastra, yes, water is there. Tulsi leaf and water, yes. That is Krishna's will. He has made this arrangement for us. For me, be satisfied. Be followed. You understand this thing? This is complete dependent. You see, the example I was saying, so many examples are there. This, I was saying up there, this, how? Ananya cinta dhamang dejana prajipasthi tesang nitya vijitana yogakhema bahami. Krishna has promised this thing. Yogakhema bahami. What is that? Exclusively things of me. No other thought. Ananya cinta. Exclusively things of me. No other thought is there. No thought of maintaining body, home, heart, wife, children. Only things of Krishna. Completely dependent. Ananya cinta dejana prajipasthi nitya. Constantly attached to me, nitya abhijukta, yogakhemam bahami, Krishna said. What is yogakhemam bahami? I preserve what he has gotten, I supply what he lacks, isn't it? Yogakhemam, that devotee, that Brahman, poor Brahman was there, poor Brahman was there, he always reads Gita, engages in sravana, kirtan, bhajan, very poor Brahman. He had nothing in his house, he had family, he has wife, you understand, some children, but no grain, even a grain of rice was not there, no mice was there, he got no grain of corn. Empty house. Every day goes for bhikkha, if somebody is something available, yes, Krishna has given this thing all right, he satisfied with it. So once he was reading that sloka, yogakhemam bahamyam, Ananya cintanamang dejana parjupaste tesang nityabhitutana yogakhemam. Bahami means carry. Krishna says, I carry myself. I carry myself. What he needs. So, is it true? I don't know. Somebody else might have said. Krishna has not said. Krishna may inspire somebody, some rich man. He may come forward and give some donation. He may do it, inspire some wealthy person, he'll come forward, give some donation. Carry, he says, carry, I myself carry. Bahami aham, I carry. Oh no, somebody else might have said. It's not true, somebody. With his red pen, crossed it. No, it is not true. The things that Krishna was are untrue. No, it's true. So, then he went out for alms, but couldn't get any alms. Nobody gives Krishna's arrangement. Huh? It's now 3 p.m., past 3. His wife is waiting there at home. Husband will come, something I'll prepare, cook. Not Dhani. Huh? At last went to one house, knocked at the door. Housemaster came, please, I'm poor Brahmin, please give me some alms. No, no, I don't, because there is one person has died in our family, we don't give. Oh, disappointed. Huh? You understand, Lari? So, returning empty-handed, nothing is available. Yes, Krishna is up. Is Krishna's will today? He remains satisfied. Huh? In the meanwhile, Krishna has come carrying a big load, bhangi. Two sides are there, two big, heavy sacks. Wheat, rice, knife and rice, vegetables, ghee, salt, spices, sugar. Nice thing, very heavy load, two loads. Going, carrying, coming. Knocking at the door, calling. Oh. Guruma, that means wife of Guru. He says, who is calling? My husband has no disciple. Oh, I am his disciple. Come forward. I have come. So, Krishna says, a young boy, 12-year-old boy, blackish complexion, very tender body, but heavy load, is very tired. Oh, who are you? Who sent you this? Oh, Mr. Punda sent. Punda sent? He is coming empty-handed and he put all this heavy load on you. Oh, yes. Mother, Guru Mata, yes. I told him, please. He grabbed me. Somehow he grabbed me. Told I was thirsty. Oh, Pandaji, please wait. Let me go and drink some water. No. Rather, he scratched my back, you see. He saw my with his nail, he scratched my back. So, blood is coming out because he has crossed that wash with red pen. Back. Oh, such a cruel person. He is such a tender boy. With such heavy load. And again, scratch his back. Blood is coming out. Such a cruel person. All right, let him come. I'll scold him. His wife saying that. So, all right, please come in. Into the house, please sit down. Let me prepare something you have written. No, mother, I have many loads to carry. I have no time at all. I have so many loads I have to carry to so many houses. Yes. Yes, this is my business to carry. Yes. This is my business. No time. Yes, 1 minute. Just stop for 1 minute. Let me try something with. So he sat down in the meantime. That Mr. Panda came, Brahman came, left. Brahman, he went out, oh, it's empty-handed, you are coming empty-handed and put some heavy load on that boy. Oh, who is that boy? What is that boy? It's a young boy, black complexion, such heavy load. You are coming, hey, what happened? And you have scratched his back with a nail. Where is that boy? Come in. This is house, but when came into the house, the boy was not there. So, how is carrying? Yoga came, I carry. So he came, oh, my doubt is dispelled now. You are so fortunate. Brahmani, you saw Bhagavan. I couldn't. So here, bring my Gita. Oh, I have scratched it. Is it ready? Oh, that's why my doubt is dispelled. Yes, really, he carries. Yoga came on Bahamyam. So one is completely surrendered. Anand Chintana Mam Jejana Apurjukas, Pesang Nitya Abhijuttana, Yoga came on Bahamyam. How is it? You follow? It's true. Unfilled faith in Krishna, completely dependent on Krishna, like kitten, depends. And mother, you understand? Lilla Mangala became blind. Krishna appeared, hey sadhu, how can you go to Vrindavan? You are blind. Yep. All right, I am going. Catch hold of the stick. I'll leave it. So, how is it? You are completely dependent on full faith. This is what Krishna's arrangement. Completely dependent on Krishna's arrangement. Yes. whatever is sent as prasad, he accepts. He never thinks of how palatable dishes will be available, where it will be available. Yes, in this Bhubaneswar mat only, bhat dalma is there, not good food. Let us go to Vrindavan, very nice. Let us go to Mayapur, very nice. Bombay, very nice food. Let us go here and there. It is not that. What Krishna's arrangement? You take the example of this Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami, from very boyhood, he was completely, he is a dear devotee. He had developed detachment, vairagya. He was running away from his house. His father is a very wealthy man, like a king, has only one son, and a very beautiful wife he had, like angel, celestial garment. You want a hub like that? You ask. Great one for him, great one. Let he be kicked by, Pururabha was kicked by Urvashi. You understand? Still, not a task. Many times going out and grabbed by his father and men. So when Mahaprabhu came to Santipur, going to Vrindavan, came to Santipur, Adita Darya Bhavan, so Raghunath Das Goswami went there, fell flat on Mahaprabhu's lotus feet and prayed, "Mahaprabhu, I want to go with you, please take me with you." But Mahaprabhu said, no, go back home. You understand? But it's Krishna's ichha, but it's Krishna's will you have to do. Guru sthira hoya gruhe jao na huo bathu krame krame jiva paaye bhava sindhu. Vrindavan dekhi jabe asiva nirachale tabe tumi amar paasa aso kon chale se chalo se kale krishna purabe tumare krishna kripa dare tare ke ba rakhi par ato koi mahaprabhu tare bidaya dilo ghore ashi mahaprabhu shiksha acharya markata vairagya na karo loko dekhaya jathajogya bishoy bhunja anasakta hoya অন্তর্নিষ্ঠ বাহ্য লোকব্যবহার অচিরাত কৃষ্ণ তোমায় করিও না। দিস ইজ মহাপ্রভুজ ইনস্ট্রাকশন হিয়ার, গো ব্যাক টু ইয়র ফাদার্স হোম, ডোন্ট বিকাম ম্যাড, গ্রেজুয়ালি ইউ উইল ক্রস দি ড্রেডফুল ওশেন এন্ড কাম টু দি অদার এন্ড। আই এম গোয়িং টু বৃন্দাবন, হোয়েন আই কম ব্যাক টু নীলাচল, ভিজিটিং বৃন্দাবন, আই কম ব্যাক টু নীলাচল, এট দ্যাট টাইম ইউ টেক সাম প্লি and get out from home. Mahaprabhu said, that time you take some flea, get out from home, come to me, to Nilachala Jagannath Puri. What flea shall I? At that time Krishna will inspire you, prompt you, Krishna will prompt you at that time. What flea you have to take? Do you understand me? Se sthala se kale Krishna sturaibe tumare. Krishna kripa dare. One has gotten the mercy of Krishna, can anybody bind him? No, Krishna Kripa is so powerful. One has gotten Krishna Kripa, who can bind him? Your father cannot bind you. So, saying this, all right. Markata vairagya nākara loka dekhaya, jathādhukya viṣya bhunja anāsakaya. Don't develop this monkey renunciation, thicker, jumping from this branch to that branch. Ever changing. Today is Vairagi, tomorrow is Grihastha. Next tomorrow is Vanaprastha. Then again, this is Markata Vairagi. Changing. Don't change like that. Markata Vairagi. Look at the khaya. Jathajogya Vishwaguru. You have Vishwaguru. Krishna has given you. Your father is like a king, so much material opulence. As much little requirement to keep this body and soul together, go on, just accept. That means practice yukta vairagya. Mahaprabhu instructed, practice yukta vairagya. Don't be attached to it. Everything belongs to Krishna. That's a little requirement for your keep up this body and soul. Just accept as Krishna's prasad. That Prabhupada says, just accept whatever is sent as Krishna's prasad. Prasad is to not accept. Yukta vairagya. Antarinishtha vahe loka vivahara atirat Krishna tabhaya kariyo. Keep your attachment, strong attachment to lotus feet of Krishna. Outwardly, you behave As it is befitting. Do you understand? That means, as it is befitting, how to behave with your father, mother, you behave like that. To behave with your wife, behave like that. Don't be detached. Don't show your detachment to them. Keep it in the heart. Do you understand? Keep a strong attachment, lotus feet of Krishna. And outwardly you behave in such a way as if you are very attached to them. Just trick them. This is trick. Just trick them. Yes, this is trick. Don't show your detachment. Then there is it's a very dangerous situation. Will be created. Yes. Don't create such thing. Don't create. You're a fool. Why are you creating this thing? Just to answer. Don't create such. Keep it inside. In Krishna. Krupadhab. Ketare rakhite pare. One has gotten Krishna Krupa. Who can? Check him. Unchecked. Ahetuki apritiyata is unchecked. Must come out. Nobody can check. Wait for that time. You understand? So what Mahaprabhu said? He accepted, came back. Then father, mother, everybody is very happy. Yes, our son is very nice now. So he was staying there, Devi Mandapa. He was staying there and sleeping at night in that Devi Mandapa. Very strong guards were guarding him. Always thinking. Mahaprabhu said, "Achirat Krishna tomaya kariyoga." In a very short time, Krishna will deliver you. You know, think, when Krishna will deliver me, how can I get out from this? Just thinking. Mahaprabhu was saying, in proper time, Krishna will inspire you, give you that intelligence, that plea of what you take, and get out from the house and come to Nirasara. Thinking. So one day, such thing. So in the meantime, he got the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu came. Panihati, he went there, got mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, he paid his dana, Nityananda dana, dadhichira, mahasava, understand my language? Received rice jogrut festival. So thereby he got Nityananda Prabhu's mercy, thereby he got Mahaprabhu's mercy, then mercy is there. Now nobody can check him. So this rainy season came. He is always thinking like that. Raghunadas Goswami, the rainy season came, the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, now they started for Nirachala. 4 months they will go, Tathayatra, at the association of Mahaprabhu, they are going. Raghunadas thought up, no, I cannot go with them. My father will grab me. So, then, one day, just sleeping there in Devi Mandap, just last part of the night, their family priest, Jadunanda Acharya, came and arrived there, last part of the night. In the boyhood, he had gotten mercy from family priest Jadunanda Acharya and from this Namacharya, Haddas Thakur. He had gotten mercy. Jadunanda Acharya arrived. Jadunanda Acharya is the family priest. When he saw Jadunanda Acharya, he paid obeisance and Lord pranam, and that's the reason why I have come here at this night. He said, my Brahman, Jadunanda Anjan, was a Brahman Sishya, was doing vigra seva. You follow? He had played a giving of vigra seva, no Brahman is there. So my vigra, how will be? My duties will be. Sir, you please go to him and bring him. You understand? Understand? Jadunanda Acharya said. Then, now Krishna gave me now chance to get out from here. Mahaprabhu said that thing. So he went out with Jadunanda Acharya. So after going few years, at that time, the last part of the night, all the guards, they are all fallen asleep. Nobody is awake. It's like when Vasudeva went out from prison house for Kamsa. All the shackles were released, all guards were like this. Krishna can do yoga maya. So the all guards sleep. So he went out with Jadunanda Acharya. Halfway, he thought of Ardhapathe Raghunathya Koye গুরুর চরণে আমি সেই ভিতরে সাধি পঠাইব তোমার স্থানে, তুমি সুখে ঘরে যা, মোরে আজ্ঞা হ, এই ছড়ে আজ্ঞা আমি কইলা নিশ্চয়। তো হাফ ওয়ে থট অফ আই হ্যাভ টু গেট আউট ফ্রম দিস প্রভুর জগন্নাথ আচার্য সমাও, আই হ্যাভ টু গো টু জগন্নাথ পুরী হোয়াট টু ডু। সো কৃষ্ণ গিভস ইন্টেলিজেন্স, এসাং সত্যদীপ্তান ভগবান প্রীতিপূর্বকম দদামি বুদ্ধিযোগম তম যে নমাং ভজন, এনগেজ ইন প্রীতিপূর্বক ভজন, দশ ভজন উইথ লাভ, কনস্ট্যান্টলি অ্যাটাচ টু মি, কৃষ্ণ গিভস ইন্টেলিজেন্স, ইয়েস। দেন ই থট অফ লাইফ, দেন হাফ ওয়ে হি পেড ওবেসেন্স অ্যাট লোটাস ফিট অফ গুরু জগন্নাথ আচার্য, সে অল রাইট, নো নিড অফ ইউর গোয়িং, ইউ গো ইউর হাউস, আই এম গোয়িং টু দ্যাট ব্রাহ্মণ boy's house, I'll send him to you. You understand me? Raghunath Asasa, so you go to your house. I am going to the Brahmin boy's house. I'll send him to your house. You need not go with me. So anyway, he sent him back. Now he's alone now. Nobody is there. Ete chore, this is plea. Now Krishna inspired, get this plea. Ete chore, agyam agi korila nishchoy. সেবক রক্ষক আর কেহ না সঙ্গে পড়াইতে আমার ভালো হিত প্রসঙ্গে। নো বডি ইজ দেয়ার উইথ মি, নো গার্ড ইজ দেয়ার, নো গুরু ইজ দেয়ার, নো বডি ইজ দেয়ার, কৃষ্ণ গেম মি নাও অপরচুনিটি, নাও আই রান, রান টু নীলাচল, দেস কৃষ্ণ গেট দিস প্লি। মাস্টার হ্যাজ সেড অ্যাট দ্যাট টাইম কৃষ্ণ গিভ ইউ দ্যাট প্লি, হোয়াট প্লি ইউ উইল টেক, অ্যান্ড ভেরি কুইকলি, ইজ গ্রেট স্পিড, ইজ রানিং বাট ইজ নট, he is not running this grand road, he catches the forest road, because father can catch him, forest road. Chaitanya Nityananda Charana Chintya Patho Chari Upapathe Jayana Haya, always thinking the lotus feet of Chaitanya Nityananda, no other thought is in his mind, and running in this forest path, always meditating in the lotus feet of Chaitanya Nityananda. So many days passed, he has not eaten anything. No, only going, going, going. So, one day he came to the house of a cowherd man, Gopa. He gave some little milk, he drank it. And took little rest there. Then, next day, morning, early in the morning, he went out. So, at home, when it was morning, his father saw Raghunath is not there. Oh, where he went, where he went? So he sent his man, writing letter to the Jatris, devotees going to Jagannath Puri, go there, maybe going with them, and also sent another man to Jadunanda Acharya's house, go, if you would have gone there. The person went to Jadunanda Acharya's house, Jadun said, yes, I had gone there, he came with me on the halfway. He sent me back to my house, he said, he'll go to the Brahmin boy's house and send it to me and come, go back to house. I don't know anything more than that, but he had not gone back to house. The person who had gone to, the devotees going to Jagannath Puri, he met and found Raghunath is not with them, in their company. So, you understand? So he became disappointed. 12 days. So he is completely forgetful of his body, only thinking of the lotus feet of Chaitanya Nityananda, Krishna, not thinking of anything of his body, bodily maintenance, what I'll eat, I am tired of this, nothing, nothing, complete absorption. Do you understand? Complete absorption. This is complete absorption. Manmanabhava. This is Manmanabhava. So he tolerated everything. No food, walking, walking, walking in the forest path, thorns are there, so many dangers, ferocious animals, not at all frightened. It's completely dependent on Krishna, God and Krishna Tupa. But his fear is there. His fear, his protection is there. 12 days. It took him 12 days to reach Puri. Within these 12 days, only on the pathway, for 3 days, he has gotten very little food out of 12 days. Such arrangement was there, and he was content with it. That's what he says. Devotees should therefore satisfied with whatever is sent at prasad, very Supreme Lord. Never think of, oh, I am hungry, I am tired, what shall I take rest, what shall I eat? Never think. Only think of lotus feet of Chaitanya, how to go there, meet them, how to get them. Complete absorption, no other thought is there. It's complete dependence, complete absorption. Then he came. At last, Jagannath Puri, Mahaprabhu was sitting there. Devotees headed by Swarup Damodar Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami came, paid Dandavat Pranam. Mukunda Datta said, "Ei, aila Raghunatha." Mukunda Datta said, "Hey, Raghunatha has come, Raghunatha has come." Mukunda Datta said, Mahaprabhu embraced him. He paid obeisance to all the Vaishnavas there, all embraced him. Mahaprabhu, Prabhu kahe Krishna Krupa Balistha Sala hoite, tumhare kadhilo Vishwa Vishwagar hoite. Mahaprabhu said, Krishna Krupa is so powerful. It took you out from this stool feet, home heart in stool feet. Vishwa Vishwagar, understand my language? Krishna Krupa is so powerful. You have gotten Krishna Krupa Balistha. It's so powerful that it took you away from the stool pit. Raghunath in his mind said, Krishna nahi jani, tava krupa karilo ama eyami mani. In his mind he never says, what do you say?
I don't know who Krishna is.
In his mind said, I don't know Krishna, I don't know his Krupa. It is your Krupa, Mahaprabhu, that brought me out, bring me out from such stool pit. He said in that. Then Mahaprabhu acquainted him with the devotees there, Vaishnavas there, and kept him under the care of Swarup Damodar Goswami. From that day he is known as Swarupera Raghu. Then he has become so much detached. In the beginning, his father was sending some money, accepting, and he was spending all his money giving bhikkha to Mahaprabhu, inviting money. Then he thought, no, Vishwai Ramma Khaile Marina Hoya Mana, Vishwai. Father is a very matristic person, he is unknown with a mind will be clouded, contaminated. Mind will be contaminated, no pure bhajan will be there, so he didn't accept. Then he used to stand by the lion's gate with a bowl, begging bowl. Devotees purchasing some Mahaprasad, putting something in the bowl, he was eating. Mahaprabhu was taking, all absorbing and getting all information what Raghunath is doing. Then after some days he gave it up completely. Then he didn't stand there. Then what he did? He just collected, thrown up prasad in the drains, thrown up. Just collects, washes them with water. Some he keeps, some he little eats. This way maintains. One day Mahaprabhu came stroolily and grabbed one and full of, oh, so nice Mahaprasad you are eating, not giving me. Hey, Mahaprabhu, this is not befitting to you. Oh yes, very nice Mahaprasad. Mahaprabhu ate. So this happened. Then Mahaprabhu gave him instruction. What is the duty, what is the activity of a Tekta Gruha Sannyasi? A sannyasi, Vairagi, was left home. Vairagi karivesada nam sankirtan magya khaya kare jivan rakshana. Vairagi hanya deva kare parapikya, karja siddhi noy krishna kare nupikya. Vairagi hanya kare jivahara lalasa, paramartha jay, ar hoy roser basa. Vairagira kutya sada nam sankirtan, Sākapatra phalamuni udharabhava. Juhar lalas de iti dhāya, Krishna da parāyana, Krishna nahi pāya. This is Mahaprabhu's instruction. When he has become vairāgī, left home, everything is taken up sannyās, completely renunciate, she should be always engaged in nāma sankirtana. You understand? Māgyā khāyā. He just go out, completely depend on Krishna, what Krishna says as prasāda, what Krupa says. A devotee remains should be satisfied to eat whatever is sent as prasad by God. Go out. Just beg. Whatever, Krishna's arrangement, whatever you get, be satisfied with it. Nagya khanya. Jivan rakhana. Vairagya khanya karaje parapikya, karja siddhana vai Krishna rakhana. Vairagi should completely depend on Krishna. It should not depend on anybody. Only Krishna. No dependence on anybody. Only on Krishna. That's Vairagi. But becoming a Vairagi, if someone depends on anyone else, not Krishna, he cannot get perfection. He cannot get perfection. Do you understand? Karcha Siddhanoi. Krishna will desert him, Krishna will kick him. He cannot get Krishna, he cannot approach Krishna. Vairagi hoya kare jivaro lalasa paramartha dayar hoy ro sarvasa. You have become vairagi. Let us renunciate. Lord, always thinking where nice palatable dishes will be available, yes. This matha is not good, only Anna Dalma is available. The Mayapur matha is very good, Vrindavan matha is better, very nice food is available, goes there. Mahaprabhu says, paramartha jaya. You'll lose your Krishna consciousness, lose your devotion, everything will be lost to you. You'll become bound up with the rope of maya. That means you'll, what you say? No, juhar. Juhar basa. You'll be a servant to your juhar.
Tongue.
Yes, you'll be a servant to your tongue, not Krishna dasa. Understand? Juhar basa also. Rasa basa. Vairagira Kritya-sala Nam-saṅkirtan Sākapatra-bhāma-ra-udharva. This is Vairagira Kritya, Vairagira activity. All this Nam-saṅkirtan, Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
What Raghunath Das Goswami was doing? This is in this Sada Goswami Astaka, isn't it? Sada Goswami Astaka, Bolo, Sankhya-purvaka-nāma-gāna-mati-bhi kālāvasāni-kṛttau nidrāhāra-vihāra-kādi-vijitau chācchanta-dīnau-cadau rādhā-kṛṣṇa-guṇa-smṛte-re-madhuri-mānandena sammohitau vande-rūpa-sanātana-uragu-jugau śrī-jīva-gopāra-gau. He was doing this thing. That is activity. Yogeshwar, Vairagi. Understand? Sankhya-purvaka-nāma-gāna-mati-bhi. He chants the prescribed number of rounds. 1 lakh name, 3 lakh name, like it. Sankhya-purvaka, nama-gana and nati. Prescribed number of dandavats paying. To Vaishnava, to Dham, to Krishna. Prescribed number of dandavats paying here, there. Nama-gana, nati, vi, parāvasāni, kutu, nidra-hāra, vihara-gādi, vijito. This is conquered nidra-hāra. Conquered sleep, conquered eating. No more dhinam, very humble dhinam, Radha Krishna only thinking of Radha Krishna, their qualities, sweet pastimes, all is absorbed. Madhurimānandena, so sweet ānanda, paramānanda, supreme ānanda, always immersed in it. This is what he is doing. Do you follow? So, you should understand this. Vairagi, this is the activity of Vairagi. Nam Sankirtan Sakamutra, Sakapatra Bhavala, what is leaf? Fruit, flower, what is it? Fruit, leaf, root, whatever available Krishna has sent as prasad, he just be satisfied. Jivaharlal says, if it is hard, Sisnagra Parayana Krishna nahi paya. But becoming Vairagi, he has become dust to his palate. Thinking of where nice color table, palav, rasgulla, available, bhandara, nice feast is available, bhandara is there, feast is there, great feast is great, ceremony, mahosava is going there, let us run there. Jivahara Lala says, iti uti dhaya. Just running there, hither, thither, Sisna Dara Parayana is attached to his Sisna and Uddara. Is attached to his tongue, belly, and genital. He cannot get Krishna. Krishna nahi paaye, maya das, understand? Krishna nahi paaye. No, Krishna is not available. So, completely dependent on Krishna is what Krishna sends. It is such a thing. Yes, Krishna sends glass of water. and falsely bears this aspect. And Jagakhen, what is need? Krishna supplies. Krishna is so much supplies. He knows you the best. He knows you the best. You don't know what your needs, but Krishna knows the best. Yes, this is needed for him. One glass of water and one for sleep. So this is supplied to him. He knows. Why are you asking for palav? Rasgulla, Maya das. Do you understand? This is complete. So, this is what we say, premi bhakta. What? That was a prema. Krishna is the only object of love. Krishna is the only object of love. He has not put his body and body relations. Sudhamita Ramani, his wife, son, daughter, in the object of love. Do you understand? This is Raganuga bhajan. Ragamarginade. So, Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Kamatyaji Krishna bhaje sastragyamani devarusi pitru digar kabhunaheruni. Vidhi dharma charivade krishner charano nishiddha papacharitar kabhunar. This is pap. Gambling, illicit sex. Fish eating, meat eating. Do you understand? Intoxication. This is sinful activity. But whose mind is completely absorbed in thought of Krishna, where is the scope of this sinful thought shall enter into his mind? Then stop! Day and night, 24 hours engaged? No stop. Is that? No, never. He never thinks of his body. How to mention body? I am hungry, what I'll eat? He'll never think of that. One thinks of Krishna. This is what. Kamatyaji Krishna bhaje sastragyamani devarusi pitru digar kabhunaheruni. Bhutatva. Devarsi. Bhutatva nunam kitunamba no kinkaranaya runin sadadan sarvatma neto saranam saranyam. Demigod to forefathers, father, mother, saints, rishis, sages, saints, any animals, not in debt. All his debt is clear because it's complete surrender to lotus feet Mukunda. Day and night, 24 hours engaged in the loving service of Mukunda. So all debts are clear. Do you understand? Devlokasavarti, all your activity is finished. No obligation, no duty. No, I have this duty, I have this duty, I have this, no duty, one duty. Only one duty. Sati lotus feet Mukunda is free from all debts. Vidhi dharma, sari bhaje krishna charana. One has no bodily consumer of life, only he can come to the Raganuga Bhakti Marga. Vidhi dharma sari. For him there is no vidhi. No vidhi. Today is Ekadasi, I have to fast. Yes, this should be done, this should not be done. Some do, some don't do. Yes, this is vidhi. Get up early in the morning, take cold bath, come to Mangalharti, do this, do this, do this, do this. Some vidhis. Strictly follow. This is vidhi. You understand? Sadhana Bhakti has to. Two parts, two divisions, Vaidhi, Raganuga. Vaidhi and Raganuga. Those who are in bodily conditional life, they are not free from bodily conditional life, and in bodily platform, for them very strictly follow Vaidhi. For them, Vaidhi is there. Strictly follow, very strictly follow four regulative principles and this. Follow the instruction of Guru, what he said, do this, some do, some don't do. Get up only, take cold bath, come to Mangalati, do this, do this, do this, do this, do this. Do this. Don't do, don't do, don't do, don't do this. This is Vaidhi. But those of transcended bodily conditional life, they have developed their prema. For them, it is Raganuga. Vidhi dharma sari bhaje krishna charano nishiddha papacharitar kabhunaheruni. Mind is completely absorbed thought of Krishna. Like that of Billamangal Thakur, that of Raghunath Das Goswami. You follow, he plucked out his eyes, Billamangal Thakur. Because he is not bodily platform. You understand? He has come to Raganuga path. So he is a sadhana. Sadhana bhakti has two paths, Vaidhi and Raganuga. Raganuga is also sadhana. You understand? But he is a prema, ragamarga. Ragamarga. So one comes to this, that for him there is no vidhi, no vidhi, no rules, regulations. He keeps all rules, regulations. You understand? He keeps all rules, regulations. Vidharma Bhaya Krishna, Nishidha Papa, mind is completely absorbed, so there is no scope that some sinful thought will enter into his mind. Agyanara hoidadi papa upasthito, Krishna tare khyama kare na kare kare. Unconsciously some such thing takes place. That example, that he was going, Billamangal Thakur was going, is adopting Raghavan Kamala, going to sadhu, thinking, only thinking of Krishna. But by chance his eye fell onto that maiden, young girl, taking bath. Stood there, gazed at her, she went to the house. Then he followed him, stood at the doorstep. She reported it to her husband. His husband came, Brahmana, sadhu, yes, what is that? What do you want from us? How can we serve you? Both husband and wife came. So immediately came to consult. Oh, this eye put me on this dangerous situation. Nasty eye. Yes. Instead of seeing Krishna, saw this. Immediately came to consciousness. All right, I don't need anything. Give me your hairpin. They thought of, why is Sadhu begging for a hairpin? Asking, oh, barefoot is moving, some sun maybe. But he has to into his feet, he may take it out of the hairpin. But thorn is there in his heart. Thorn is being there in his heart. Do you understand? So through the eye, it has gone through the eye. So his eye be plucked out. So he plucked out his eye. This is proof that he is not in bodily platform. This is proof. Such a person fit for Raghavan. Or how can do Raghavan? Don't imitate. Baba, don't imitate. For you, Vaidhi is required. Vaidhi is required. Do you understand, Vaidhi? Don't you? When you come, transcend bodily platform, complete lessons of Krishna, then Raghavarga Bhajan, this is that. This is then, there's no scope that sinful thought will enter into. It is external, Krishna knows the heart, if the heart is not there, he became blind, Krishna immediately appeared before him. If there is such thing, he could not have plucked his eyes. So Krishna would not have come to him. This is true. This is the papa there, kobhu no ayana. Ogyanava hoja di papa vasita, Krishna tare suddha vare nagarata. Unconsciously. If something, some pap comes, Krishna makes him purified, no need of atonement for him. Krishna knows the heart. Do you understand? So, Narottam Thakur also sings this thing in this Prema Bhakti Chandrika. In Prema Bhakti Chandrika, Narottam Thakur has sung this. Tape na kariya mana, adhama se papi jana, tare mana gure parihari, punya de sukhera dhama, tar nana yona. Punya mukti dui tyaga kari, prema bhakti sudhanidhi, tahe duva nirabadhi, ārgata kharanidhi praya, nirantara sukha bhave, sakala santapa dhave, paratattva karile upaya, karmi jnani vichha bhakta, nahavetara anurakta, suddha bhajanatte karamana, braja janer jaimata, tahe habe anugata, eise parama tattva dhana. This is Raghavan. Narottam Das Thakur says, you should understand this. Tape na kariya mana adhama se papi jana. Tare mana dure parihari. He speaks to his mind. Oh mind, don't think of any sinful activity. Think of only Krishna. Mind is completely absorbed in the thought of Krishna. How your stupid mind can think of anything sinful activity? So he speaks to his mind. Oh mind, don't think of anything sinful. Do you understand? Those who are sinful persons, they are most sinful person, papi, adham. Adham, most degraded. Tare mana dure parihari. Get out from them. Don't associate with such persons. Do follow? Such sinful materialistic person, don't associate with them. Oh mind, Again, respects papa. Then shall come punya. Punya de sukhir dham. Tār nāla yona, punya mukti dui tyāgata. But if you think, all right, you are telling me not to think of any pāp, any sinful activity, not associated with a sinful person, so I'll do some punya karma. You may be thinking, stupid mind. So he says, punya, no, don't think of doing some punya karma. Punya, if somebody does punya karma, then you get so much enjoyment. Enjoyment, the heavenly enjoyment may be available, but you don't take its name of punya karma. Your heart consciousness will never be purified by that. Purified by that. Again also, don't think of mukti. You understand? So it's all right. What I'll think of? I'll think of mukti. No paap, no punya, then mukti. The Raghunath Das Goswami, Narottam Das Thakur said, no, punya mukti, duitya kari. Give up mukti also, liberation. Because these are two witches. Bhukti, mukti. These are two witches. Material enjoyment and material liberation. These are two witches. You should free yourself from the clutches of these two witches. Unless you free yourself from the clutches of these two witches, you cannot get the mercy of Bhakti Devi. Understand? You cannot get the mercy of Bhakti Devi. Do you understand? As long as these desires are there, Bhakti Devi is far, far away from you. Understand? Understand my language? Goddess of Bhakti is far, far away from you. Therefore, the Shastra says, those who are very serious, sadhaka, this is sadhakas, sadhakas, those who want pure bhakti, sudha bhakti, they should give up this desire for material enjoyment, desire for renunciation, everything they should give up. These are two pisaches, two witches. As long as these two witches are there, dancing in his mind, he cannot get bhakti at all. Bhakti Devi is far, far away from him. Do you understand? He cannot get bhakti sukha. Do you understand? Happiness derived from bhakti. He cannot get bhakti sukha. Therefore says, prema bhakti sudha nidhi, tahe dubo nirabadhi, ardhata khiro nidhi praya. Nirantara sukha pabe, sokolo santa pajabe, paratattva kahilo upaya. So prema bhakti is like ocean of nectar. Sudha. Do you understand? Ocean of nectar. Prema bhakti sudha nidhi. You drown yourself constantly in that ocean of nectar, that is prema bhakti. Understand? Aradatta kharo nidhi. Others, prema bhakti is the nectar, is the ocean of nectar. Other than prema bhakti, that means bhukti mukti. Understand? What are they? They are kharo nidhi, they are salty ocean. Ocean, salt, salty water. Ocean filled with salty water, karani salt. Understand? Karani. Nirantara sukha pabe, sokala santa pajabe, paratattva kahilo upaya. Therefore, give up this bhukti mukti, desire for material enjoyment, material liberation, and completely drown yourself in this ocean of prema bhakti. Then you will get akhanda sukha. What do you say? Unbreaking, uninterrupted, yes, uninterrupted, akhanda, yes, akhanda, uninterrupted, paramananda, supreme ananda, sukha you will get, completely absorbed in that. Then, sate, person, this raganga, all these things of the beautiful form of Sam Sundar, his qualities, his such transcendental sweet leelas, madhuriya, everything. His mind is completely absorbed in this thought. The Vaishnava philosophers, they give this opinion, this is the most important, sreshtha upaya, the chief means of getting paramananda. Understand? Paramananda. Then he says, karmi jnani nishadhakta na hobe tate anurakta visuddha bhajana karamana braja janer jairita tahate duba uchita eise parama tato dhana. So Thakur Mahasaya says, this Narottam Thakur, don't keep company, don't associate with karmi jnani nishadhakta. What do you say? Yes, mixed devotees. Those devotees, those who adopt karma misra bhakti or jnana misra bhakti. In other words, we may say, devotees, but they adopt karma misra bhakti or jnana misra bhakti. Understand me? That devotion is mixed with karma or jnana. Karma misra bhakti or jnana misra bhakti, don't associate with them. You follow? Karma jnana misra bhakti, na hoi be onu bhakti. Don't associate with them. Give up their company. Completely give up their company. Don't associate visuddha bhajana. You engage yourself pure bhajana. अन्यां व्यवस्था सुन्यं ज्ञान कर्मादि अनावृतो अनुकुल्येन कृष्णानुसरणं भक्ति उत्तमा. दैट इज रीजन ऑफ अवतार. नो अदर डिजायर, नो डिजायर फॉर मेटेरियल एंजॉयमेंट, नो डिजायर फॉर लिबरेशन. अनुकुल्येन, हाउ टू गिव प्लेजर, ऑल एंजॉयमेंट टू कृष्ण ओनली. नो अदर थॉट. देयर इज नो विधि, नो रूल रेगुलेशन. वॉट एवर नीडेड डू इट. डेट ऑफ नाइट रन टू जंगल ऑफ वृंदावन, फियरिंग द फ्रूट ऑफ कृष्ण. दिस वर्क व्हाट विधि इज देयर. What rule regulation is there? Kick off family. Kick off husband, kick off wife, kick off son, daughter, everything, household, husband, run. What vidhi is there? No vidhi. This is Raghunatha Bhajan. Bhakti, jnana, karma, giving up everything, anyabhyasta sunya. What? Krishna's pleasure. But Krishna will be happy. Don't think of own pleasure. Brajajanas, they all the brajadasis. They adopt this Raganuga. They never think of their own pleasure, own happiness. They only think of completely their night, completely. They only think of the pleasure, happiness of Krishna, and they are engaged. So according to your mellow, Dasya Sakya Vasila Madhurya, pick up one Brajajana and follow him. This is Raganuga Bhajan. If Dasya Bhakta, Dasya Raso, your mellow is Dasya, then Vaktak Patak. If Nero is a Sakya, Sivala Sudham, pick up. If Vatsalya, Nanda Dasada, pick up. Madhurya, then pick up the gopis. So, according to Nero, pick up the Vrajadana, Vrajavasi. So, under, follow them. How they do, just follow. This is Raghana Dhabi. This is it. It's a Paramatattva Dhana. This is Supreme Tattva, Paramatattva. This is invaluable asset, I tell you. Thakur Mahasaya said, this is it. This Narottam Das Thakur. Narottam Das Thakur said. So, why are you imitating Raganuga, Raganuga? Give up imitation. That will create all disturbances. Utpadaeva Kalpate. Vairagi, Utpadaeva Kalpate. All disturbances. Thank you.
You say that we can follow if in Dasya, Sakya, Vatsala Madhurya, and you recited the different names of the devotees who are who are established in those different races. So, but we only
devotees in Vrajabhumi. If you want to do Raganuga Bhajan, adopt this, then you follow according to your one rasa, you pick up. Sarasiki, Sarasiki, yes. You pick up. Guru can teach you. Guru, Guru, Guru is Raganuga Bhakta. Guru is Raganuga Bhakta. He knows what is the level of consciousness, he instructs. When you rise above bodily consciousness, then you speak about Raganuga Bhajan. You are not in that level. So he speaks about Vaidhi. So
comes after Brahma Bhutta, huh?
Yes. They cannot understand why he says this. Why you are not prepared? But you are not prepared. Why you say? Nonsense. No intelligence.
This is
spontaneous. Automatic Baba. It's not that you'll just imitate. It's spontaneous. It's automatic. Do you understand? It's automatic. When you achieve that level, that platform, that is automatic. It will give you intelligence, it will give everything. You'll run away. Nobody can check you at that time. You'll never think of anything for your body, for your lesson, anything. Kick them.
That verse, Abhisechudaracharo Bhajatamam Ananyabhag, that applies specifically to Raganuga.
Raganuga.
Ananyabhag means?
Ananyabhag, Ananyabhajana, yes.
Constantly thinking.
Constantly thinking. Yes. Yes. The Billa Mangala. Billa Mangala. He was so much attached to Chintamani Vesya. But he became sadhu. Abhichet sudrachara bhajatimana sadhu reva. He became sadhu. Isn't it? Ananya bhajan nam.
So nisidachara. Sudrachara
nisidachara. Don't look at its history. Don't look at its history. What he was. He was a mlecha javan. Don't look at it. Now what he is. He is sadhu nam. He has given up everything. Follow me. Apichet sudrachara bhajatimana bhajatimana bhajatimana. Ananya Bhajan, he is doing Ananya Bhajan. Don't look at his history. Past history, past lets us over. That is Abhijit's Dhrasa. Now he is a Mletsa, he is a job on what he can say. Why else? He bodily considers. No. He is not sadhu.
If somebody has not attained Ananya Bhakti, previously they had some fall down, but they get back on the path, but they haven't yet attained Ananya Bhakti, but they have faith in Guru.
Yes.
Does that Abhijit Sudaracharya verse apply to them also or not?
Yes. When you dear to coming to bhakti, you are a Mletsa Javan, isn't it?
Yes.
You are a Mletsa Javan, doing all sinful activities. Now you have come. But don't go back again. Understand? I understand your question.
Maharaj, what happens to someone who starts to form Raganuga Bhakti before he's prepared?
He's immediately. Only disturbances will be created, nothing else. Utpata iva kalapate.
Pukur churi wale.
Yes. Don't do it.
Some of them are preaching now that you can begin Raganuga in the platform of Bhajana Kriya.
Are Baba, two types of bhajan kriya, vaidhi bhajan kriya, raganuga bhajan kriya. I say, sadhana bhakti has two parts, two divisions, vaidhi, raganuga. What part you are? Guru will say, your is vaidhi, you are not fit for raganuga, don't do it.
So siksha guru is always needed.
Definitely, without guru how can you move in the path? Are you acquainted with the path? You are not acquainted with the path. Why are you just a blind man groping in the blindness? Fall into the deep ditch. Yes, dark ditch, suffer there.
But it's very hard to fight with a GBC Akshohini.
Why are you not doing something? Don't put me such a suit. I'm madman.
We want to make a Rajasuya, but there's too many Shishupals.
Cut off the head of Shishupals. Yes.
In the book Prema Vaibhata, Jagadananda Pandit is explaining that we should take care of the body, because otherwise, if we become weak or sick.
Baba, you are in bodily platform, you should take care. Yes. Not transcended, don't neglect body. Yes, for them it is said. Therefore our process is short. These sorts of arrangements are there. We have supply of prasad, two times prasad, and regulative. Daily activities, regulations are there. Get up this time, take 6 hours sleep, take bath, do this. It's such arrangement. It's enough for this body. Enough.
You cannot do it artificially.
Don't do it artificially, yes. Don't do it artificially. When you, by doing this vaidhi, when you be elevated, that platform, this is spontaneous and automatic. You come to Raghamahava, automatic that is. Completely absorption, your mind is completely absorbed in thought of Krishna. No other thought is there in your mind. Krishna is your object of love. One moment separation is so painful to you now. Are you feeling like that?
Gurudev, it means that the one who follows Raganuga Bhakti, they have seen Krishna.
Definitely. Krishna appears before them. When Villa Mangala became blind, Krishna said, "Hey, sadhu, where are you going? Going to Vrindavan? Again, I am going.
Mayapur."
My one part of Vrindavan. You are blind, I can go. That's all of the stick, I am going, I'll lead you.
Yes, good.
So?
But it's not, you don't see Krishna at the beginning of Raganuga.
No.
On the way.
On the way. Yes. Not the beginning. No. Beginning reason, complete left source. Probably only think of Krishna. No. No other thought comes, then becomes so painful. Plucks up his eyes. This is symptom. So, Mr. Larry, you cannot do that. So why are you imitating? Yours is vaidhi.